Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When I first started focusing on Major League Baseball, it was when the great Oakland A's teams were coming up back in the 70s. So, you know, Vida Blue, yeah, I just love the mix of those guys.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
And now let's look at Vida Blue, the sensation 21-year-old left-handed pitcher. Vida, as Kurt mentioned, will be facing a power-laden National League lineup, led off by the great Willie Mays.
I don't think any pitcher's ever come into this All-Star game with more pressure. This game doesn't count in the standings, but Vida Blue has just been hounded since he's been here by the press, the radio, the television, the public. Ground ball to shortstop. Aparicio up, and Willie Mays is out. One down. Henry Aaron will be the next batter. Big bounding ball to Brooke Robinson. And his throws, Aaron, are two down. Joe Torre will be the next man up. A high fly to shallow center. Looks like an easy 1-2-3 inning for Vida Blue. Mercer lost his cap. Look out. Carew goes back. And that's it. The National League is easily retired by Vida Blue in the top of the first.
Here's Vida Blue.
Vida Blue. I said, woo! Vida Blue. If you're looking for a hero, exciting and new, there's a boy in Oakland named Vida Blue. He throws a fastball like it was shot from a gun. Everybody's talking that he's number one. That's Vida Blue.
He's good looking. Throws BBs too.
Vida's still a youngster. Yes, he's just a boy. But let me tell you, he's the real McCoy.
This was such a good find. Man, I was excited when we found this song by Albert Jones. I know you know this. They probably used to use it. They still use it for you on the radio, on the TV out there in San Francisco and the Bay Area, Vida Blue.
No, Matt, because you have the only other copy of that thing. I think they only printed one vinyl of that, and I have a 45 back in my archive somewhere. But it's great memories, especially the All-Star game. It seems like it was yesterday that I faced Willie Mays, and he hit that ground ball to Louis Aparicio, and Brooks Robinson made the play on Hank Aaron, and Joe Torre hit a little pop-up. But I gave up a home run to Hank Aaron, I think, the second time I faced him. And I later found out that it was his first extra base hit in All-Star competition. But he hit a ball off me in the right center field. It went as far as almost as the one that Reggie hit when he was pinch hitting for me, I think in the bottom of the third inning, because I pitched three innings. And that was the norm back then. You pitch three innings and they would bring in another pitcher. But Reggie pinch hit me and hit that home run off the light tower. But anyway, how you doing in Chicago, man? How's everything?
Oh, man, we are good. Vida Blue joins us right now, courtesy of Steve and Mitch over at Autograph One. And he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, here on Hit and Run and 670 The Score. We're doing good, man. We got two first-place teams in Chicago. This does not happen in September where you get two first-place teams. And we're getting a chance. The Cubs, we know, have been on top for a while, but now it's the White Sox, a young, very passionate, exciting and fun White Sox team. Baseball can be a beautiful thing when it is played well by excitable young men, and it is being played well right now, Vida Blue. So we're doing well.
What the odds of there being a crosstown rivalry in the World Series? What about 20 trillion to one.
Well, those odds are lower this year. They're both good. They're both going to get in. They're both going to get into the postseason. But this is the irony, is that if it does happen this year, there's going to be no fans, and it might be in a bubble in Arlington, Texas. What the hell is that? That's not right. I mean, at least...
Yeah, unfortunately, the fans are missing out, and I know the players miss the fans, as well as the fans miss being in the stadiums and doing their thing when they cheer and boo in a respectful way to the opposing team as well as the home team, you know?
Yeah, can you imagine playing? What would that have been like for you to play without fans? Were you a guy that fed off it when you were on the mound, when it was your day? Did you feed off it, or were you a guy that needed to block them out?
Yeah, I liked the electricity when I walked out to the bullpen and started warming up. And then they announced the starting lineup, you know, batting third, Reggie Jackson, and the crowd goes wild. And I used to feed off that, kind of like, you know, you get the energy from that home crowd, and that's what I enjoyed. Sometimes you get it from the road visiting, when you're a visiting player, you get it from that home team crowd anyway. But I like it when I'm in Oakland and pitching and doing my thing. And we had a good run, as you guys in your lead in about the A's. We did our thing for 5 years. We won 5 divisional titles and 3 championships in between that. So I was lucky to be there at the right time.
Yeah, my goodness. Those 3 straight World Series teams, and then the Red Sox get by you in 75. But before all of that, Vida Blue is listening to Hit and Run on 670 The Score. The greatest year of your career, one of the greatest of anyone's, really, where you win Cy Young and MVP, and I still use the trivia question of you as the switch hitter to win the American League MVP.
Who's the last American League switch hitting MVP?
That's you. Now,
have you won money off that?
I have. But, and you know what? I looked at the splits. You really were a switch hitter. You were hitting lefty against righties and righty against lefties. Were you always a switch hitter, Vida?
No, you know, I'm so screwed up, man. I do everything right-handed. I eat right-handed. I write right-handed. I throw left-handed. When I play football, I punt a football with my right foot. I used to comb my hair right-handed when I still had hair. I shave right-handed. I brush my teeth right-handed. So I don't know how I got to be left-handed. And I play golf right-handed, so I'm not sure what happened. I didn't go to Catholic school. They said in Catholic school, the nuns used to beat your head with a rule if you were left-handed to make you be right-handed. But I don't know how true that is, but I've had people tell me that. But, I'm as we say in Louisiana, even-handed, but the proper word is ambidextrous, I guess.
There it is. All right, wait, so let's go back to Louisiana. Let's go back before 1971 then. As far as I know, Vida Blue, you growing up in Louisiana, not just a great pitcher. You once had a no-hitter where you struck out 21 in a 7-inning game. I can do that math. That's everybody. But you also walked 10 guys and I believe lost the game, if that fact is true. But here's what I'm more interested in. That as a senior, you threw as a quarterback for 3,400 yards, 35 touchdown passes, and rushed for 1,600 yards. It all as a senior football player. Did you want to play football? I know Houston recruited you. I believe Notre Dame. Do you ever look back and think, I mean, it's a hell of a baseball life that you've had, Vida Blue, but do you ever look back and think, man, what kind of quarterback would I have been?
Well, the question would have been, would they allow me as an African-American player to play quarterback? You know, they turned all those guys into wide receivers and running backs and defensive backs. But here's what happened. My father, Vida Blue Sr., who worked in a steel mill his whole life, he passed my senior year in high school. Now that creates a different situation for me. So I'm oldest of 6 kids, so now I've got to become the breadwinner for my 4 sisters, brother, and my mom. So I talked my mom into going to a tryout camp in Texas, a baseball tryout camp in 2 tryout camps in Texas. And they put me on, you know, I had a little profile on me. So I got drafted to play baseball, and that's how I made the decision. Of course, I went to play football. Football is my favorite sport, and baseball I just did for recreation because my other buddies and classmates played baseball. But I had a guy on my team played tight end, and he was the center on the basketball team. He was Keller Winslow before Keller Winslow was Keller Winslow. This guy could block. He could go deep. he was an outstanding basketball player. He got recruited to play basketball, but unfortunately for him, he went to the Army. And the second guy that my split in was a tall, lanky left-handed guy named Jesse Hutson, who played baseball also. And he got drafted by the Mets. Unfortunately, when he got drafted by the Mets, they had Tom Seaver and Jerry Kuzman and Lynn Swan and Tug McGraw and a guy named Nolan Ryan on the Mets. But he was just as good as I was as far as being a baseball player. But he was my split out. So that attributed to me throwing those 35 touchdown passes. Because the reason I got recruited by the University of Houston was my high school ran a triple option type offense the way that the Houston Cougars ran back in the day. And that's why they recruited me to play football at the University of Houston. And from that trip, it was my first airplane ride from Shreveport, Louisiana to Houston. And they knew I played baseball. So I went on the recruiting trip to the Astrodome to see the Houston Colt 45s, who later became the Houston Astros. Sure. But I spent the whole evening looking up in the top of this Astrodome trying to figure out why it wasn't imploding on me, man. Somebody had, you know, those mechanical engineers know all that stuff about bending and weights and stuff. So I spent the whole evening trying to figure out why that thing was, how that stayed up there, man. I'm just at this dome stadium. I don't think they had put AstroTurf in at the time, but it was a great trip and a great time for me. But baseball has opened a lot of doors for me, Matt. So otherwise, I might not have gotten a chance to speak to you today.
That's exactly right. Would you like to see more African American kids choosing baseball, Vida? It's an issue now. It's been an issue for a long time that there's not that many. We've got a few in town. We've got Ed Howard, a great story, who's the Cubs' first round draft pick, and we follow that, and we've been talking to a lot of people about it. Why don't more kids choose baseball, you think?
Well, I'm not sure, but baseball is their second sport. They play football and baseball. They play basketball and football, and baseball sometimes would be the third sport. I don't know if they start recruiting in the black neighborhood or stop looking for those kids. I don't know if there are any black scouts still out there, but something's got to be done. I'm not sure what the exact reason is why the black kids are not playing baseball, or they still play, but it's not their number one sport. And it's got to change, because baseball is a great sport. No pun intended. And it has opened a lot of doors for me, as I said earlier, but it's a great sport. And I think it's something that I'm glad that I chose over football, but I know my life as a football player. Who knows how long that would have been, the life expectancy of a football player, especially at the skill positions are, you know, 7 to 10 years. And I played 17 years in the major leagues and for three different teams, the A's, Giants, and Kansas City Royals. But I don't walk with a limp from getting my knee shattered or anything. So luckily, I never had any arm surgery or injuries as a baseball player. And I took pretty good care of myself, and I had good genes from my mother, Sally Blue, who's not with us anymore, and my father, Vida Blue Sr., who I stated earlier that after his passing, I chose baseball because I did get drafted by the Oakland A's in 1968 or 67, I think it was. But anyway, it's been a great life, Matt, and I love doing what I still do for the Giants as the ambassador for the game of baseball.
Let's talk about that 1971 year, Vida. Cy Young, MVP, 24-8, an ERA of 1.82, 24 complete games. That doesn't happen. What clicked for you that year, and what clicked for you really in the big leagues to make you the pitcher that you became? Because you could always throw hard, but I'm guessing that by the time you're rolling, it's about more than just throwing hard for you.
Well, you know, it is cool to be able to throw the ball 95 miles per hour plus, but you got to have location and control. The art of pitching is having control of the ball to throw it over the plate. As far as me concerned, I want to throw strikes 8 out of 10 pitches. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time with the A's. We had a great young team, and I was a new kid on the block, and I just happened to be in that, what they call, used to say, being in that zone. And I was in the zone for a whole season, and to pitch 300 innings, 312 strikeouts, whatever the number was. But it was a fun time for me. And Hey, man, it's something I'll never forget. It seemed like it was yesterday, but it'll be 50 years next year, I think it is. And, again, I keep saying this. Baseball has been very, very, very good to me, man. And it has. It's the life. And who would have thought a kid from Mansfield, Louisiana, would have made it to the big leagues and made a name for himself as a successful major league pitcher, and I got a chance to do that. And I thank the good Lord every day for blessing me with the ability to have good health all those years, and never had arm surgery, like I said. So I'm blessed in that regard to have good health in these winning days of my life as a retired person.
Hey, Vida, they used to say of the Chicago Bears ownership here in Chicago that they throw nickels around like they're manhole covers. Right. And it's a good line, but I don't know what Chicago fans would have thought of Charlie Finley, because you played for, I mean, that is, I think that is the cheapest of them all. But it's like, give people an example of what playing for Charlie Finley was like. Because,
well, I'm going to give you this. Compared him to Ted Turner, George Steinbrenner, Donald Trump, and that's enough. He was all those people mixed up. Oh, Al Davis. He was all those people mixed into one. But he was just a tough, self-made millionaire, and he just happened to get involved in baseball, and he wanted to do everything his way, but there are rules and regulations and guidelines that owners have to adhere to when they're running a baseball team, because you have this group of owners that would definitely vote you down on issues that you think you should have the right to. He wanted to have a pinch runner like they do in high school softball, that can a designated pinch runner that could pinch run for yep. When somebody got on base anytime, anywhere. And they said, no, I don't like that. And which leads me to tell you about this. I know baseball is doing the best it can to accommodate the fans through radio and TV. But this thing about extra innings with a man starting out on second base, that drives me wacko. That just drives me crazy.
It does. I find myself enjoying it, actually, Vida. I don't miss the 17, 18 inning games.
Come on, man. Matt, that's little league stuff. You can't. Why is he on second base? Did he hit a double?
No. No, he did not.
Thank you. Okay.
But
I rest my case, Matt. I rest my case.
They want the game to end, man. They want the game to end. I feel like, look, I love the game.
You know how you make, Matt? Yeah. You know how you make the game end? Hit a walk off two out home run, then you can go home.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the leadoff two run homer, are you?
No, man. I'm a defensive specialist. I don't want to give the guy second base automatically.
Well, how about?
I'll lean towards you, just Matt. You sound like you're a nice guy. All right.
Oh man.
We'll leave him. Okay, let's put him at first base at least, not second. Damn.
second's too far. Like, you'd be out there pitching like, how'd that guy get there? I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with that.
I'd be pitching from the windup. Forget he's there, man.
How about seven?
Now he's on third.
How about seven inning doubleheaders, Vida, in a season like this? I'm all right with seven inning doubleheaders. You're probably not though either.
Yeah, I can deal with that. I understand that.
Look
but
at that.
Matt, here's all they have to do is expand the rosters, but that's a no go. But if you expand the roster, that allows you to have more pitches. So if the game continues to go extra innings, you'll be set for that. But you got to learn how to use your bullpens. It's a sprint this time. It's not the old marathon. Mm-hmm. And what do we have? What 25 games left now?
Yeah.
25, 30 games.
The A's
going to have to play. I think the A's have to play a double hitter against the Mariners. Have got to play one against the Astros because they had a player that tested positive. So they had a couple of days off. They got stuck in Houston and missed a whole. They're going to fly from Houston to Seattle. They missed that whole series. And plus, they were boycotting one game to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement when they were in Dallas playing the Texas Rangers. So I think they have at least three double hitters that they've got to make up to finish the season out, man.
How have you felt, Vida, before we let you go, how have you felt to see that as a black man, to see so many teams, so many players trying to step up and make sure the conversation is taking place about racial equality? How have you felt to see that?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that the young players, African-American players, the few that there are, have bonded together to create this little coalition to speak out against injustices that are going on in our country. And of course, you got to tip your cap to the NBA and LeBron James. They say that Michael Jordan was on giving them some feedback and some guidelines as far as trying to get this thing done. It's a sad commentary to our lives that here we are in the year 2020 that these things are still going on. But that's life, and life in America, man. Unfortunately, you know, if you see something, say something. And we need to keep the conversation alive. Boycotting and protesting, that's good. But I think everybody keeps saying make your vote count. So get out and vote prior to November 3rd, man.
Vida Blue won 209 games with an ERA of 3.27 over a long 17-year career, six-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion. And Vida, this has been a pleasure. I know that there were points along the way that were dark for you. I had read where you had said there was a growing darkness that had reached you during the end of your playing career, but you sound great, man. It's really nice to hear you sounding so good, and we appreciate the time here in Chicago very, very much, sir.
Matt, you know what? The next time I'm in Chicago, I'm going to put my dial on 670, hit and run, the score.
There you go. Thank you, Vida Blue. What a pleasure.
Matt, my pleasure, young man. Hope to get to meet you one day, bro. Appreciate your kindness, and be good out there. Go Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.